Ski season is underway, and it's bumping up against spikes in COVID-19 cases. The question now is whether safety protocols that resorts have put in place will be enough to keep the season safe. Colorado Public Radio's Sarah Mulholland has more.
Patrick Schmidt is buckling up his ski boots in the parking lot at Keystone, one of the major ski resorts in Colorado.
I would have been a freshman at Northwestern University, but I'm taking a gap year because of coronavirus.
Schmidt's plan is mostly to ski. He says he's prepared for COVID-19 safety protocols on the mountain.
You know, I'm trying to be as safe as I can. You know, my parents are pushing their 60s, and I'm still going to be living with them for a little while. So obviously you've got concerns there. But I think everyone so far as I've seen has been wearing masks, so I'm not terribly concerned.
Many ski resorts were open for summer sports like hiking and biking, but those activities don't draw the crowds that typically descend in winter. The coming months will be a test for ski areas that were shut down when the pandemic hit in March. The scene at Keystone's base area is somewhat subdued. A lot of stores are dark, the lockers are off limits, but people are excited to be here. Chris Twigg came from Denver. He's not concerned about the limited amenities.
I don't care. Just open the chairlift. Just keep the chairlift going. Let's go to the top and then the bottom again.
Operators are using a variety of mechanisms to control crowding, such as reservation systems. Vail, which owns Keystone, is requiring reservations at all of its North American resorts. Spots for opening weekend at Keystone sold out within hours. Take Matt Siniskal. He flew to Colorado from Washington, D.C. to ski here. He wasn't able to reserve all the days he wanted.
But as soon as I got off the plane, had to make the reservations. Barely got in today, did not get Saturday and Sunday, but got a couple of days next week booked in.
Still, the high demand is a good sign for resorts and for the state's economy, given that people are willing to fly across the country to ski during a pandemic. Colorado accounts for roughly a quarter of all the country's ski visits. But if coronavirus cases keep climbing, that could put a damper on the season. Will Cook is the CEO of Vail Health, a healthcare system with locations in the heart of ski country.
We're all trying like heck to stop the most recent surge, mostly to protect patients, but also to keep the ski mountains open.
Cook says small business got crushed during the first wave of the pandemic. Another lockdown, like the one in the spring, could devastate mountain communities that rely heavily on winter tourism.
A second hit could be a fatal blow to them, and it could change, you know, the valley.
Michelle Barron specializes in infectious disease at the University of Colorado Hospital. She says outdoor activities, where people have room to spread out, are relatively safe, especially if everybody is wearing a mask. It's what happens when people are done skiing that most concerns her.
It's après skiing, it's maybe some hot tubbing and condo life, and that concerns me because I think that those are the instances in which spread obviously could occur.
Barron urges everyone to follow the rules when they get off the mountain so everybody can enjoy spending time on it. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Mulholland.
And European ski country is also grappling with this. Today, the Prime Minister of France said that country will impose random border checks to stop people from hitting the slopes in neighboring Switzerland. France, Germany, and Italy have all closed their ski lifts over Christmas to slow the spread of COVID-19, but the slopes in the Swiss Alps are open for business.